Paying a worker an employee on time. This halacha contains numerous different aspects, and in this shiur we will discuss general prohibition involved in an employee, in an employer delaying payment to an employee or to a worker. And in Meretz Hashem, in future classes, we will discuss the further details of this prohibition. It's very important to note that everybody should be aware that these laws don't just apply if you are a business owner that has hired workers for your business, which not everybody has. But in today's society, this applies in every situation, in every family, as there's always times throughout the year where we end up being an employer towards workers. For example, we hire a babysitter. When we hire a babysitter, all the halachas of paying on time apply. We hire a plumber, an electrician, a mover, a fix-it man at home. All these cases, we are the employer and they are our employee for that day or that hour, etc. And all these halachas apply. And just as a Jew must put on tefillin every day and must keep Shabbos, he also must keep all the halachas of Cheshen Mishpat, of monetary laws, including those involving the iser to delay payment for your worker, for your employee. So the halach is as follows. The general introduction. The Torah requires an employer to pay his worker on time, and if the employer delays payment, he transgresses a biblical negative command, and according to some poskim, he also transgresses a biblical positive command. The prohibition to delay payment is learned from the following psukim. The pasuk says, "Beyemei titen schare velisave alav shemesh." So is written in Dvarim 24:26. From the words "Beyemei titen schare," on that day you shall give him his payment, some poskim learn that it's a mitzvah's esim in a Torah, a positive command to pay a worker on time. So rules the Smet and the Beis Yosef in Cheshen Mishpat, chapter 339. So also rules the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Sefer HaYad. However, the Sefer HaChinuch does not list this as a positive command. And so to the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch in Cheshen Mishpat, Hilchas Schiras, Halacha 11, also completely admits this being a positive command. So in essence, we find that there's a machlekes in whether B'yemei Titen Schare is a positive command on a Jew to pay on time. However, all agree that there is a negative command involved not to pay on time. And that's learned V'leisave, Olav Shemesh, the sun shall not come upon him. This pasuk teaches us that if the employee finished working before sunset, the employer has until sunset to pay him. Your babysitter babysitted from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you have until sunset to pay her. If the worker finished working at night, then the negative command of Leisalem Pulasachri Tchad Baker from Vayikra 19:3, that if the employee finished working at night, then one has until morning, until sunrise, to pay him. So we see that there's a separate negative command for night workers and for day workers. All in all, the employer has an obligation to pay his employee that same day before the next night or the next day begins. In Meretz Hashem, in future halachas, we will discuss further details of this prohibition, such as conditioning with the employee that one will not pay them until the 10th of the month, or conditioning with a babysitter that she'll get paid per month, and whether or not that revokes one's obligation to pay that same day. We will discuss other methods and how one can get out of entering himself into a possible prohibition by delaying payment. We will discuss if this applies towards Goyim, a Gentile worker, and other details involved. In the event that an employer refuses to pay for the work of an employee, and not just that he is delaying the payment, but that he actually refuses to pay, on this the Mechaber writes in the Shulchan Aruch that he is considered to have taken the soul of the worker, to have killed him, and this is based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia 112b, and in such a case the employer transgresses 5 negative commands and 1 positive command, as brought in the Shulchan Aruch there and in the Gemara above the Metzia. He transgresses, Leisigzol, do not steal, Leisashik, schar sachir, do not hold the payment of your worker, 3, Leisashik, esreyecha, do not hold the money of your friend, 4, Leisalin, which is the prohibition against delaying payment, which we discussed, 5, Leisavay, lav shemesh, and 6, Beyemetit, and schare. So we see how seriously the Torah considered the obligation of an employer to pay his worker on time, I know every person must be very careful in this matter to follow all the halachas involved in it.